This is Audible.
Audible Originals presents The Traitor Queen, written by Danielle L. Jensen, performed by Lauren Fortgang and James Patrick Cronin.
He'd been blindfolded for 13 days, shackled too, and occasionally gagged, but despite the persistent burn of the ropes sloughing the skin of his wrists and the foul taste of the fabric shoved in his mouth, it was the endless shadow of the blindfold that was driving Auron, the former king of Ithacana, to the brink of madness. For while pain was an old friend, and discomfort almost a way of life, to be confined to what sights his own mind could conjure was the worst sort of torture, because despite his most fervent wish it were otherwise, all his mind wanted to show him were visions of her, Laura, his wife, the traitor queen of Ithacana. Auron had more pressing matters to consider, the foremost how the bloody hell he was going to escape the Maradrenians. Yet the practicalities of that need faded as he examined every moment with her, trying and failing to decipher truth from lie, reality from the act. Though to what end he could not say. What did knowing if any of it had been real matter when the bridge was lost, his people were dead and dying, his kingdom was on the brink of defeat, and all of it the result of him trusting in, loving, his enemy?
I love you.
Her face filled his thoughts, honey hair tangled, her azure eyes bright with tears that carved their way through the mud smearing her cheeks. Truth or lie? Auron wasn't sure which answer would be a balm to the wound and which would tear it wide open again. A wise man would leave it alone, but God knew he had no claim to that particular attribute. So around he circled, her face, her voice, the remembered sensation of her touch consuming him as the Maradrenians dragged him, kicking and fighting, from his fallen kingdom. Only once he was off the seas and beneath the heat of the Maradrenian skies did he get his wish, the blindfold removed. Wishes were the dreams of fools.
Laura hadn't known Arinol had a dungeon, but there was no other word for the dark cell built into caverns beneath the island city, the stone walls slick with mildew and the air stagnant. The steel bars were devoid of even a hint of rust, because this was Ithacana, and even the things that were barely used were well maintained. Laura lay on her back on the narrow cot, the thin blanket she'd been given doing little to ward off the damp chill. Her stomach tight with hunger, because she was subjected to the same rations as everyone else on the island. This wasn't how she'd hoped things would go. Rather than convincing Anna of her plan to rescue Auron from her father's clutches, all her display of martial skill in the council chamber had done was see her slapped in irons, dragged through the city streets, and tossed in this cell. Those who brought her food and fresh water refused to speak to her, ignoring her pleas to see Anna. And every day that passed was another day that Auron remained prisoner in Maradrena, subjected to God knew what sort of treatment. If he was even still alive. The thought made her want to curl in on herself, made her want to scream with frustration, made her want to break free of this place and try to free Auron herself. Except she knew that would be folly. She needed Ithacana. If only she could make them realize that they needed her too.
Good morning, Your Majesty, a voice said as the blindfold was removed from Auron's face. Auron blinked rapidly, tears streaming down his cheeks as the sun seared into his eyes, blinding him as surely as the sweat-stained fabric ever had. Gradually, the burning white receded to reveal a manicured rose garden. A table, and a man with silvered hair, sun-darkened skin, and eyes the color of the tempest seas.